you have a condition if you're naturally lubricated?
So everybody got leaky faucet once in a while.
No.
Yo, so we back.
I did not miss y'all.
Explain.
Y'all niggas was joking on me in pre-production, so.
I'm sin.com and
nah,
two.
Nah, you gotta spit a freestyle, man. You a rapper.
Nah, bro. I'm big now, bro.
He's not top 50.
I don't do that.
Come on, man.
I'm top 50. I'm not 49. Yeah, bro.
That's crazy.
I got deals on the table.
You say he's big now.
Oh, alright.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. That's not what I meant.
Come on, man. Let me spit some. Promote yourself.
Nah, I'm good, bro.
That's crazy. Yeah,
I got deals on the table. I'm good.
And spit some is crazy.
That's wild. It's an ill combination.
Yo, it's your boy Chris. I go by Gray Scott. How you doing?
Yo, what up, man? It's your boy Brett. I go by it's your boy Brett. And
that's crazy.
And Just Chatting Podcast. We're back.
Tell me, who the fuck are you?
I started off. I said I'm sin.com.
Did you?
Yeah, they know my voice.
.com?
Yeah.
But www?
Nah, it's not with log on.
Yeah, you fucking it up.
Yeah, but we back though. We back. It feels good to be back. We took a I don't know how long our hiatus was, but we're fucking back.
This is the fifth episode.
That's fact. This is the second rebrand.
No, it's just the new season.
Oh, this is a new season.
Yeah,
it's
a new season. Season three?
Season three?
Yeah, episode one.
I fuck with it. Missed my niggas. I haven't got to chop it up with y'all on this platform in a minute. Mm-hmm. How y'all doing? What's good? How's y'all weekend?
My weekend was straight, bro. Chill, you know what I mean? Spend some time with family. Play some ball. Tried to get you on the court, but you know, you pussied out.
I didn't pussy out, nigga. I was busy. I had plans. I'm booked and busy.
I'm convinced he's trash. He says he's booked.
I'm convinced he's trash, too. Because every time we go to play ball,
I'm at the movies. Y'all choose Thursday nights when that's like my movie night or I'm doing other shit.
Date night? Aww.
Nigga, I'm booked and busy.
What about Sunday morning?
It depends how Saturday night was.
Oh, you at church? You at church? Drums at church now?
I ain't been to church in a minute.
Drummer boy.
I ain't been to church in a minute. But
you gonna see you on court though.
No, I told you I'm with the shit.
Put you on the post.
Now you put that ball down.
What?
Word.
Watch your mouth. They can't see us.
Niggas gonna put you on the post for no ball. What's up?
That's crazy.
That's wild.
But you gotta wait for the pass. What you mean?
That's a nasty post.
I can't get position.
That's crazy. That's wild.
So how was your weekend, son?
What did I do this
weekend?
Enough
of y'all niggas flirting. And I can leave. I can go in the next round.
Nah, you stay. We need a referee.
That's crazy.
My weekend was alright. Completely forgot what I did on Saturday. Oh no, went out to eat on Saturday. Had a little lunch date.
Where'd you go?
I don't like telling niggas the spots because then they go to my secret spots. But so, I'll tell y'all off air.
That's crazy. This thing got secret spots.
Nah, facts, y'all. We gotta have lit spots for the pics. You know, girls like the pictures and stuff. That's good. But it's still a seafood spot. Pretty dope. My
this nigga went to Ben's Crab.
That wasn't Ben's Crab. Wasn't Ben's Crab. I stopped going to certain places when I see everybody follow suit and ends up at the same spot.
Yeah.
Try to switch it up. And then Sunday with the fam, what's with you?
You wasn't with me.
Nah, I wasn't with you.
Oh, you said him.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I don't get invites to those.
Nah. It's not your own family function.
What about you, Chris?
It's cool. Saturday. What the fuck happened Saturday? Nothing. I was just with my kids Saturday, just chilling. Bowling how I bowl, you know. Sunday, I went out with the family, you know what I mean? My sister, my brother. And my wife.
Shit got a ring to it, don't it?
What?
That shit's hit different when you be saying that.
My wife?
My wife.
It just roll off the tongue a little different. I don't even notice that.
Do you even like saying my fiance?
I never said that.
Yeah, it took me a while to get used to my fiance.
My fiance is nasty.
My fiance.
That's kind of nasty. That's a nasty term. It just don't roll off the tongue the same as my wife, my girl, babe. My fiance is just... It sounds trash to me.
No, do people say that?
What?
My fiance. I've heard black people say it.
I've heard people say it.
I've heard it in introduction, like when you introduce them, because I think girls would be offended if you, like, what do you say now? Do you say, oh, this is my girl? You know what I'm saying?
No.
You got to have a title.
You'll speak.
No. You can speak now. Yeah, you can talk. All right, that's enough words for me.
Word.
That's crazy.
I don't remember saying it.
My fiance, that's a trash term though. I don't like that term.
Why not?
It's just it's too many
syllables.
Yeah, many syllables for me.
That hard wife is just
wife, a girl.
Yeah, four letters.
My lady.
That's what four letter letters.
My lady.
That's
you think girls care about that title?
They do. You know, they care about all titles. Yeah. All titles. Any title they can get.
So if you don't say fiance, think that, you know, she could be mad.
Yeah, she'll care. She'll definitely care.
I feel like my girl will correct me.
On the spot?
Yeah.
That's facts.
Yeah, I'm his fiance. Especially if I'm introducing her to another bitch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you won't even have to speak. She just jump in with the
shit.
Nah,
but like, hey, that's my girl. She'll be like, fiance. Like,
it's crazy.
Yeah, man. So pretty much, I guess, boring weekends for all of us.
Nah, I wasn't boring. I mean, I went to a little brunch spot on Sunday. I mean.
Where?
Brooklyn, you know, I'm like.
Did you go to Afropunk?
Nah.
Oh, somebody else. Okay.
See, I should have went to Afropunk, but I did go to Curl Fest.
Without us.
Yeah, that shit was lit.
That's crazy.
I ain't gonna hold you. That shit was lit.
Did you go to Woodland or whatever that shit's called?
Yeah, I did go to Woodlands. I did go to Thotlands.
That's what's up.
Who was I? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? But peep this. I stepped off the line for a second to go take a piss. Uh-huh. Came back. And my wife is telling me some nigga was trying to bag her. So
you started taking off your clothes like, where he at?
Nah, cause she was,
nah,
she
put
was,
him out.
Nah, she was pointing to the nigga. Well, she point. She oh, that nigga over there tried to bag me. The nigga with that shirt on. So I'm looking at him, and like the nigga's clearly drunk. Mm-hmm. And you know when she was telling me a story, she was telling me like, cause my brother-in-law was with me, and he like all of us had stepped off the line at once, and she was the only one online holding the spot. So when the nigga was trying to bag her, she had her back to him, and she was calling my brother-in-law to, you know, come through, mm-hmm. and you know, just to have a guy presence around. Basically, help. But coming back to that shit and hearing that shit, I was hot. The nigga like he hopped in the cab and he was like talking out the window. I wanted to snatch the nigga out the cab.
Wait, when he saw you, when he left?
Yeah, obviously he didn't know I was there.
Okay, right.
Because, he being that disrespectful, he wouldn't have teeth.
That's a fact.
But when I came back, like, I'm looking at the nigga, and, like, he ain't seem, like, too phased or whatever, but I could tell, he didn't know or whatever. But for me, especially I was drinking Henny, I was tight.
That's
and I was really ready to pull that nigga out the cab if he just glanced at me funny.
Would you have won?
Oh, of course. Of course. I have to. My girl's right here. I gotta win. And he had niggas with him. He had niggas with him, too.
And just one of your brothers or both of your brothers?
Just me and my brother-in-law.
So how many niggas he had with him?
It looked like he pulled up with one and knew about two others.
See, that's why he's supposed to invite us.
You right.
We would have held you down.
You right. But y'all niggas, y'all always do y'all thing.
Without what you me, mean?
So I gotta go off and do my own thing. Like y'all was having Sunday dinner.
That's shit. Different.
That's crazy. It's
too, nigga. Lemon pepper wings, bro.
That's
nigga.
That's crazy.
You guys have homemade lemon peppers.
You never invite me to lemon peppers.
So. Yo, is there a situation where you should press the nigga that try to holler at your chick? Or should you at all times just like let
I mean,
it go?
If the niggas
I feel, I'll let you answer, but I feel like you handled that the right way. I feel like it's like you wasn't there. You said the nigga obviously didn't know, and like me, you gotta let the nigga walk off. It's
yeah.
Not like your girl said like, "Yo, I got a man, leave me alone," type shit, right?
I don't remember if she said that, but she at the same time she said she was just like trying to brush the nigga off, like, "Yo, get the fuck out."
I mean, it's not like she has a tattoo on her forehead that says Chris's girl. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right. Very true. And then at the same time, he was trying to bag everything that was walking. Mm-hmm. So he like after you've tried to talk to my wife, he turned around and tried to talk to some other.
I've been that nigga.
I've been that nigga too. Like and having a shoe on, I've tried to talk to females who've had their girl right there. Mm-hmm. So having that shoe on the other foot is kind of crazy to me. It's like, damn, is this how niggas feel?
And yeah, I think he would have said some shit like, "Yo, oh, that's your nigga right there. Fuck that nigga." Oh, then you gotta, you know what I mean? You gotta knock his teeth out. You know what I'm saying? But said the nigga ain't know it was you.
Very true, but so, I was still high. I still felt away.
Nah, you're gonna naturally feel away. You know what I'm saying?
Because I don't know how long he was there, so I was online for a while, standing next to her.
How long you took your piss for? You don't know if he saw you with her before.
Exactly.
That's like, see, that's like, where my like,
oh
my
you, train you of waited course. For me to leave
to approach
to approach.
See, like with me, my whole feelings about that whole, you know, niggas trying to holler at your chick is. I guess my perspective is all about respect. Like, I care more about the niggas that know my chick has a man and knows who her man is, and they still try to holler.
Yeah.
So now it's like, you don't respect my handle enough to know not to play these type of games with me. So it becomes less about my girl and more about, all right, you have a lack of respect for me now.
I feel like niggas like that are weird.
I feel like
it's no homo, but you just want to taste my dick.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, it works.
You know that's my girl.
I don't think that's true, though.
Huh?
I don't think that's true, though.
Why? That niggas want to taste a dick?
You had to repeat it.
I don't think that's true, because, like I'm saying, like, the shoe on the other foot, you'd be like, fuck that nigga. Like, fuck your boyfriend. He not here.
True. True. But if I know, like, you got a man, it's like, it's not.
But you gonna test the waters, though.
No, if, like, I see you with your man and shit like that, I'm not gonna be like, I'm not.
Yeah,
gonna,
yeah. Seeing a winner.
Now, if you tell me you got a man, I'm be like, yo, I don't care. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's different then.
It's still disrespect, because then what if she tells her boyfriend that day, yo, this nigga try to holler at me, that's him right there.
See, when I'm saying I don't care, I generally don't care. So if her boyfriend comes up to me, I gotta handle it. You know what I'm saying?
For me, it's like, if you know who I am and know that who I am, that's how I kind of look at it. Like, all right, so you clearly see that we interact in a certain type of way. Because I had a situation that happens, you know, every now and then I get a situation that happens. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have to pull up to my chick's job before. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to.
A little creeper.
You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
So, nah, I'm not even crazy. I'm just big on respect. Like, that's how I am. I feel like, it's not even so much about you hollering at my chick. It's about you think that it's cool for you to holler at my chick. You know what I'm saying? So now I have to let you know that I'm aware of what's going on, and nigga, like, fall all the way back. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just me. And I could be wrong. Maybe I am a little crazy when it comes to that shit. But last weekend? Like, I think it was last weekend or whatever. I asked some nigga, like, I don't, like, social media is crazy. Because a lot of people will do shit that they won't do in person. So I had this nigga that obviously tried to holler at my chick and was trying to, you know, do it through like the DMs and stuff like that, whatever. So I noticed a little flirting on, not a flirt, I noticed that like on her page, he was like, yo, check your DMs. You know what I'm saying? I left the shit alone. I ain't say nothing. Whatever, whatever. You know what I mean? Fully trusting that she'll handle whatever situation. I've learned that you got to kind of give certain room for shit to be handled a certain type of mature way.
Yeah.
Then the nigga, like, starts tagging her and posts and tags me or some shit like that, whatever.
Oh, he tagged you.
Yeah, nigga tagged me because he was like, then the nigga posted me in my inbox on some, like, yo, my bad, bro. I didn't even know that she had a man, this and that, whatever. If I knew she had a man, I wouldn't have hollered, da 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 da. She doesn't know who this nigga is. So she's like, yo, I have no idea who this nigga is. Like, this nigga's, like, in my DMs and this and that, whatever. I didn't respond to the nigga, like, I had no idea. I left the shit alone. I said to the dude, yo, listen, honestly, like, you ain't know, whatever, whatever, leave the shit alone. Now he's still going on. He's like, yo, I didn't know. Yo, you can't tell from her page she had a man. Like, you're not on her page, this and that, whatever, whatever. So he's continuing on. So I'm like, bruh, I said it's all good. Like, leave the shit alone. Like, relax, because now you're doing the most. So nigga's still talking. So that's what I'm saying. Now it goes to the respect thing. So I told the nigga, if I find him, I'm going to break his jaw. You know what I'm saying? Like, I felt like now you're disrespecting me because you're like, you're continuing on. Like, you know what I mean? So, I think it depends on the situation.
So, he was continuing on by apologizing?
He was continuing by apologizing, but I kind of feel like, he knew that she had a chick, that she had a man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I kind of feel like, niggas know. I feel like when a nigga likes a chick or a nigga, like, wants to holler at a chick, I feel like some niggas do a little, especially on social media, you do a little recon. You know what I'm saying? Like, and if you see a familiar face on several comments or this and that, whatever, like, there's no way you're not going to put two and two together and feel like, yo, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Especially if you look on my page and my shit is public. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what's up. So, every scenario is different.
Y'all feel like y'all have ownership? Well, I mean, you might be different because you're married. But, like, do you feel like you own y'all girls?
Yeah,
define own.
Like, I don't want to use the word property, but... But yeah, like that you own it, like that's yours.
Do you feel like you own yours?
No.
You got to define own. You got to give me examples.
Like,
because property is different. Property is like, I paid for this house. This house is mine.
Yeah.
Like.
So you feel like you pay for it and you own it?
No, I don't feel like that. I'm saying, like, I don't feel like I own her. I feel like if she, whatever decision she chooses to make is on her, and I'll make my decision off of that. But I feel like when you say ownership, it's like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, nah, bitch, I'm about to make these decisions for you. I'm not even gonna let it get that far.
Oh, nah, I don't think.
Like, I mean, in that situation, like, when somebody's trying to talk to your girl.
How would that be ownership? I don't think that's ownership. If somebody's trying to talk to your girl.
I mean, in a way, you didn't, I don't know if you gave her a chance to, I guess, like, brush the shit off or not.
I don't know. I don't, like I said, at one point it became beyond her. Like, I don't know what this.
Love me now.
Yeah, I don't know what they talked about in the inbox. So I'm trusting that she shut it down. You know what I'm saying? If she did talk. So that's when I leave it up to her. But now he's having a conversation with me. You know what I'm saying? It's not like I'm in her inbox acting as if I'm her, or I'm in her inbox acting like I'm me. Like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Like, you hitting up my chick. No, like, he's inboxing me now.
So put it like this, right? Say, like, when you was at the spot. Say you walked out the bathroom, dude was standing right there trying to talk to your girl. Would you be like, nah, nigga, back up? Or would you let her, like, would you see where it goes and then interfere? Oh, or would your immediate reaction be like, nah, nigga, back up?
Nah, I'm going right next to her because, like, I'm walking out the bathroom, so I'm not knowing the situation. Like, she could know dude. Like, that could be, like, a family friend or a cousin that I didn't meet. So, I'm not overreacting, but if I walk up and then I hear, like, oh, you're trying to holler, I'm like, yo, I'm gonna be like, yo, what's good? Like, what's up?
I don't think that I don't think that means you take ownership.
Yeah, like, that's not ownership. I wouldn't say I feel like I'm taking ownership of my girl now.
Cause like it happened to me in the club, and like I saw a dude try to bag her and shit like that. Like he like on some brunch shit. He like grabbed her by the wrist while she was walking by past. I'm like, all right, let me see where this goes. So I started sitting back sipping my drink. He was like, yo, what's good, man? I can hear everything. Nigga close to me and shit. He's like, yo, what's good, man? She's like, she just looks at him. She's like, yo, what's your name? She's like, yo, I'm about to leave. And she's like, yo, you got a man? She's like, yeah, he right over there. And he looks at me, I'll give him a head nod. You know what I'm saying? He's like, what's up, player? And he's like, oh, my bad. And he just walks away. I was just sitting there laughing, nigga. It's like, you know what I mean? Like,
well, you different. You like games and stuff like that, whatever. Yeah, so
you seem like you're a cuckold.
I'm a what?
Cuckold?
Yeah,
that's what it's called?
Yeah, cuckold. I would never want somebody to fuck my girl, Chris. I don't know. We got that. This nigga tweaking.
Yeah, like I said, I don't think that's ownership. I just think everybody's different. Like I said, for me, it's about respect. So at a certain point, it's not just about you talking to my chick. It's about the fact that you know she has a man and you know that the man is me. So it's like, it you must think I'm a bitch. You know what I'm saying? So now I got to show you I'm not a bitch. And it's not every time that, you know, I'm not confrontational all the time, because there's been niggas who try to talk to her. I leave it up to her to handle it. But I feel like that nigga kind of overstepped his boundaries, because now you're in my inbox. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're now talking to me and you're constantly, you know what I mean? So now I kind of feel like whatever. But there's been tons of other niggas who hollered at her and you know what I'm saying?
Come to think of it, I've actually seen Chris get tight over somebody trying to bag. Not your girl, your sister.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen that shit funny.
So do you think it's wrong for that?
Huh?
Do you think it's wrong for that?
It was funny. I was laughing.
Yo, I think we was in Webster Hall one time. I don't know if you talking about the same situation. Yeah, and
she said no!
Yeah. Like, basically. And I was like, yo, chill. Like, yo, she said no, my nigga, back up. The nigga pulls out, he's like, oh, word. Then he pulls out the badge. Yeah. But he didn't have a full size, like, police badge. Like, he had the little ones, like, you get friends and family.
Yeah.
Like, the little shit.
The nigga PBA brought a PBA card?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
He didn't, bro.
And he's like, yo, I'm going to see you outside. I'm like, all right, bet.
With a PBA card?
Nah, it was not. And he had, like, a little bag.
It was like a little mini shield.
Yeah, like, a mini shield in his wallet.
The fuck, is the IRS?
I don't know who the fuck he was, but nigga could have been top flight security. I don't know who the fuck he was. I want that nigga to go away. Like, yo, he was tight when he left. He was tight.
That nigga Chris gave it one no. And the second one, like, when he tried to come, he was like, yo, come on, stop playing.
She said no! How do you think your girl would react if they seen a girl try to holler at you?
I actually want to see it happen.
You never seen it happen?
Nah, I ain't seen it happen.
Yeah,
I've been a part of it, like, but my girl didn't realize what was going on.
Right.
Like, I want to see it happen.
I think my girl would see my reaction and see what
see
I
how was, you handle yeah. it.
And then, like, if she felt like it was getting too far, she'll butt in. But it was another situation yesterday where I'm obviously with my girl because I'm sitting next to her.
Right.
And this girl to the right of me. So I don't know if you know Woodlands. There's like bench seats and
yeah,
there's like regular seats.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you're literally sitting with the person, like I'm sitting next to you right now.
Awesome. Cheesecake Factory shit.
Yeah, yeah. So the bitch tapped me on the shoulder and was like, yo, you got a charger? I'm like, nah, I don't got no charger. But I was like, yo, I didn't know what she was trying to do. Yeah. So I didn't know if she was trying to bag or she was trying to talk slick or whatever. And like,
That was her game. What was you supposed to respond?
Like, I don't know.
You need to put this battery in.
I was sitting there kind of nervous, like, yo, I wonder how my girl gonna react to this bitch just talking to me. Like, does she take that as disrespect? And as a girl asking me like a question while she's right there.
Yeah, so, I don't think I've ever been in that situation.
Yeah, I don't think I've been in that situation either. But I want to see I kind of feel like she'll wait to see what my reaction would be before she'll take it any further. And if I've taken too long to tell her, nah, I'm good, I have a girlfriend,
then that's your ass.
Or I'm married, then that's your ass. Then she's gonna butt in and be like,
do we have a problem?
Yeah, something like that.
Last year when we was at that rooftop shit for the twins' birthday, there was some girl that tried to like come up to me and talk to me and shit like that. I was like, nah, I got a girl. I kept going. Said the shit mad quick, like just rolled the shoulder. I was like, nah, I got a girl. I kept going. I feel like my girl was staring at me at the time, so I didn't.
What she go? You didn't know?
I didn't know. Yeah. It's the way the room was.
You felt uncomfortable?
Yeah. But there was some drinks in there that night.
I felt uncomfortable in situations like that. If a girl was just, you know, trying to, some girl, like, I'm on the bathroom line, and my girl was like way over there yesterday, and she tapped me like, yo, how tall are y'all? Two girls. And I'm like, yo, I'm 6'5". But like, I'm looking like, yo, did she see that? She bitch talk to me? Yo, go away. I'm about to get me beat.
Yeah, I think it all depends. I think it all depends on the situation for mine. Like, I feel like before she would kind of go a little bit more in, but I think now that we're kind of seasoned, I feel like her approach is a little bit more relaxed. But she would. Like, I see certain things that bother her, but she just don't react on it. But you can tell it bothers her. So
I want to see it. It's weird. I want to see how my girl reacts. So if something happens, send something my way. And I'm entertaining.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here, nigga. Said, fuck out of here. We all going to die.
Nah, next time we out, you with your shorty? I'm sending multiple things your way. Yo, that nigga over there, he think he cute. He's kind of shy, though.
Did that line ever work for niggas?
What?
Like when you send a girl to your man, like, yo, he kinda shy. You ever remember that shit working?
It depends on the chick. I feel like the chick is like an aggressive type of chick, it could work.
It has to be an aggressive girl.
Gotta be an aggressive girl.
It don't work on
But she gotta be like in the middle of, like, her aggression level has to be like a 6. From 1 to 10, she has to be a 6. Cause if she's like a 9 or 10, she gonna think you pussy, and she's definitely gonna start shitting on
very
you.
Very true,
funny.
Very true.
Yeah,
very true.
So it gotta be like, yeah, you gotta feel it out.
This nigga's pussy.
Yeah, you gotta feel it out. Cause then you leaving the party. That's it.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact. Speaking of relationships, so you know how the thing is, like, as soon as you get on, like, you leave your significant other for a white woman?
Yes.
Black men leave their significant other.
Black men?
Yes.
Leave their significant other, black women, for white women?
Yes.
How come there's no smoke when it's the other way around? When black girls get on, or black girls in general, when they just start dating white men, why is no, know what I mean, shots thrown their way?
Do you want my real answer?
Yeah, I want the real answer. This is a real question.
But before we even give you that, like, how many people have done it? How many like black women can you even think about that have done it?
I can name
five off the top now.
Go ahead.
Eve,
yeah, that was the
next one.
Fucking one of the twins from T and Tamara.
She got, well, I don't know her husband, but okay, we'll count them.
Serena Williams,
that was three.
Janet Jackson.
Four.
And
who's
Rihanna?
Ooh, that was a big L for the community.
That hurt me.
Should we keep going? See how many
we can keep going. You got more?
Cassie.
Cassie, 6.
6.
Christina Milian.
7. Zoe Kravitz count?
Fuck it, yeah, why not? Yeah. 8.
Damn. Who else is up?
Yo, there's somebody who went missing. Oh my gosh. There's somebody mad fucking obvious.
That bitch running for president.
Condoleezza Rice.
Is that her name?
No.
Kamala Harris?
Kamala Harris?
Yeah.
She got a white man?
I believe so.
That's crazy. I'm not home.
Well, he's down with the cause.
Huh?
He's down with the cause.
Okay.
So De Blasio was supposed to be down for the cause. We got a black boy.
So we up to 9.
Yeah, but yeah,
others, yeah,
it worked. Yeah, fuck all that examples. I gave you mad examples. Like, yeah. Do y'all feel like that stereo should be let go for black men, or should it be talked about more for black women?
I feel like it should be let go altogether. On my part, like, you love who you love. You know what I'm saying?
Very true. That's a mature answer.
But
yeah, I don't want to hear that.
You know what I'm saying?
Tina Turner, damn, she got her ass whooped and went to a white guy. That's crazy.
Makes sense.
Dude, Diana Ross.
That's crazy.
Whoopi Goldberg.
That's crazy.
Whoopi Goldberg got a man.
White man, yeah.
That's crazy.
Tamara, yeah.
That's
Tamara.
Crazy in itself.
Wow. That she has a man.
Yo, she was beautiful in the 90s.
Oh, Imani, the model.
You won. Whoopi Goldberg was beautiful in the 90s.
Halle Berry. Damn, we lost all our queens. That's crazy. Halle Berry. Rihanna.
That's crazy.
Vanessa
I don't think Halle Berry ever liked black.
Tyra Banks.
Yo, I met her daughter, Vanessa Williams.
Nah, we gotta start shitting on these females, bro.
You see it, right?
I'm offended. Yo, I mean, alright, so my theory is, I feel like certain...
Damn, Zoe Kravitz's mom.
I'm gonna get in trouble.
Shit.
Whose mom?
Zoe Kravitz's mom.
Oh, facts, yeah.
The fuck is her name?
But that nigga's like half Hawaiian, so...
There's a count?
Samoan. Right.
I'm gonna get in trouble for my theory, but I feel like black women have certain, we'll get back to the word, ownership over black men as a total. They feel like black men shouldn't venture out into other races, but it's totally fine for them to do it. They feel like black men, I guess it's something that, I don't know, like through the test of times or some shit, use white women as trophies. And like levels of success. Like, okay, I made it, and I can only make it if I have a white woman, or having a white woman is my token of success. So I feel like that's how they kind of view it.
So you got it?
Nah, I'm not trying to go too deep into it yet, because I'm trying to like not get in trouble.
What was that ignorant shit you was about to spew?
Me?
Yeah.
I ain't got no ignorant shit. I'm just saying, right. I feel like it goes both ways. I feel like.
Yo, do you think that other cultures or races treat black men better than black women?
Yeah.
And that's kind of.
That's crazy. Like white women?
Nah, I was gonna say Hispanic.
but see, that's the thing. So I feel like. And that's kind of what I'm saying. Like, I feel like for black men that feel that way when they do
it. This is crazy though.
Who, Spanish chicks?
They crazy in love, like, but I mean, they still gonna cook you a roast con pollo and stab you
with the same fork.
See,
I'm just saying.
I'll eat a roast con pollo.
Put it like this: doesn't Sebastian Telfair, isn't his baby mom's blood?
That's crazy.
Yeah,
nigga locked up.
That's crazy.
I'm not riding that wave. A lot of people feel that way. A lot of men feel that way. They feel like they get treated better from other races. And I just feel like it's different. I feel like
it's just an experience thing, bro. You just happen to find the right one that works for you. I don't think it has anything to do with race or this.
But could it though? Because if you think on a deeper level, could it? Because some would say that, and this is just, I'm not co-signing this, I'm just saying hypothetically speaking, certain races are certain cultures are raised differently than others, right? So on a psychological level, if you look at it, a lot of black families are broken, right? So a lot of females come from, black females, you know, a lot of them come from single households, single family households. You know, they either, most of them don't have like a father in the picture. So I feel like the way that they treat men would be different. Like, if you don't have a mature mother in that picture, you're going to live a life of resentment towards men because your father wasn't there. So therefore, you're not going to know how to treat females. And then if you only see your mother around for most of the part, and, you know, on contrast, and your mother is like, she's not bitter about your dad not being around, but she's that strong woman that tells you, fuck niggas, you don't need niggas, use niggas for your common goal, this and that, whatever. That man can't tell you what to do. Do your own thing. Then black women will grow up with that mentality and therefore treat the man as such. And men may not want that. You know what I'm saying? There's certain things that men need.
I think that comes down to ego. I feel like when you deal with a man with a fragile ego, shit like that might matter. But like the old saying goes, anything worth it ain't easy, isn't easy. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't see where ego will come into you being treated.
Cause it will come into it. Cause as a black woman, when you're raised to be strong, self sufficient, and things like that, ego comes a place in that.
That's different.
Yeah.
That's different. Independence and having an ego are two different things. You can be fully independent as a woman or as a man and not have an ego when it comes to it, or that affect
you
the other person.
But they do go hand in hand when you're dealing with a relationship.
How?
Because some people can't set aside their ego to let somebody do for them.
Oh, you're saying the woman has an ego?
Yeah.
Okay. Or yeah. Ego, pride, whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that I can understand. Yeah. Right.
So.
But that's what I'm saying. Because of that, I thought you meant the man had the ego.
No, no, no.
But because of that stigma that's caused by a lot of broken families, then.
Well, yeah, men do have ego, but it'll be different. Like, say, you know, like a girl who's gotten everything. Or whose family has shown her everything that a man might approach her with, right?
Right.
So, like, a man's ego would be like, damn, this ain't work, yo, I'm out of here. It's like, instead of going the extra step or the extra mile to get the woman they want, they'll be like, all right, yo, no, it's too hard to get you. I'm going to go over here.
Well, I think that would be like a weak man who didn't want her.
That's what I mean by ego. Right. If you have a fragile ego, you don't deserve a black woman.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But if you're willing to stand the test of time, like I said before, anything easy isn't worth it. You know what I'm saying? So black women's is worth it.
What you think, Chris?
I agree with that.
But
that's spit logic, nigga.
But see, that's how I feel, because like you're stupid. Because like so then in contrast, like if you have a woman of that dynamic, but now you're going to a woman of a different culture who has like that family upbringing, and then like a lot of Spanish women or a woman, you know, Indian women or, you know, Muslim, whatever, they're taught that you have to take care of your man differently. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to cook for your man. You have to make sure he's good. You're like, he's going to be busting his ass at work. So when he comes home, make sure he's comfortable. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you have to be a good support system, deal with the family a certain type of way. So now when a man sees that compared to being told that all niggas ain't shit or being told that we don't need you, this and that, whatever, then I can kind of understand. And I'm not saying this is me. I'm not saying that this is the whatever. I'm just saying the difference of cultures. Then that could be a reason why they would rather go to women of different cultures. We don't have conversations anymore. Like, I feel like the black men and females don't have a conversation, honest conversations, to kind of see, okay, where we messed up or what can we do to fix the family dynamic. I feel like we just keep that same stereotype and stigma, and then we let that live on, and then it just fucks up, you know, the...
No, I don't think that's true in every case.
That's not for every case, but I just feel like there are a lot of cases like that.
With that being said, do you feel like as black men, or you as yourself as an individual, or in your relationship, do you feel like you need therapy?
What kind of therapy? For
like
what?
Mental health therapy, like third party listening to your problems. See,
I feel like everybody should get some kind of therapy. I feel like that should have been something in school. I feel like in school you should have had therapy. Mm. I feel like that's something they should have.
In school, like what, college?
No, I'm talking about as far as like even in high school. I feel like therapy is something that they should.
Well, they do have it. Nobody seeks it out though. I mean, that's what usually guidance counselors are for.
I feel like they should have they you should have a certain level of therapy when it comes to that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like they have guidance counselors, but that's really to usher you into the next level of school. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like from high school to college. But I feel like, especially black families, I feel like there should be some levels of therapy.
Mm. What about you thinking?
Do I think I need? Probably. Been through a lot of trauma in my life. But at the same time, I'm mentally strong. I see myself as mentally strong. So I'd probably.
But do you
I don't want to say never, but I'd probably never go to a therapist.
Yeah. Do you think the trauma you've experienced has affected you in any type of negative way?
Of course. I don't know off the top what negative
way. Well, when it happens, do you recognize it? Like, do you know where it stems from?
I would say yes. I would say yes.
Yeah. So then in that case, you need it.
Need what?
Therapy.
Therapy?
Yeah.
Why, if I already know what the problem is and where it stems from?
Just because you know the problem doesn't mean you know the solution and how to handle the problem. You know what I'm saying?
Because I was thinking about that shit,
like,
today.
That's the main thing. Like, as long as you know the problem, then that's knowing the problem.
Because I was thinking about that shit today. Me working a 9-to-5, like, I have a mindless job. So when I work my 9-to-5, like, I be in my head crazy, just thinking about random shit. And then you start thinking about, like, then I thought about, like, damn, do I need therapy for certain shit that happened in my life? And then, like, I had to do my own Google search, like, yo, is this shit right for me? So, like, for me, it wouldn't be on some anxiety, depression shit. Like, depression, that's nothing to me. It don't, like, really exist in my world.
Well, let's take relationships out of the picture, right?
For me, it would be trauma.
Relationships out of the problem, because a lot of times people feel like they need help for another thing, you know what I'm saying? So, like, forget relationships. As individuals, do you feel like, especially black men, there should always be some kind of therapy or something like that, whatever, some system put in place or something in schools or whatever like that? Because I think I tend to believe that all of us go through something, you know what I'm saying? Go through something that we don't know about ourselves. So
I don't think black men have therapy. I think black men have outlets. Like the barbershop, going to the gym, playing ball, fucking being in the studio writing music. Like,
that's therapeutic, but that's not a therapist.
That's what I'm saying. We don't have therapy, we have outlets.
We have therapeutic outlets.
It's ways to, some people is drinking, it's ways to fucking like, to like get out your head for a moment.
But imagine if we had therapy, we wouldn't have vices like alcohol and drugs and shit like that, whatever.
Why not?
Huh?
We would.
Why?
Wow. Therapy might make shit worse.
Exactly. You know what I mean? It doesn't get rid of your vices.
It would definitely limit your vices. Because a lot of people turn to alcohol and other stuff because they have no one to talk to. You know what I'm saying? Like, they have no one to talk to. They have no one that understands them or this and that, whatever. So they do that. Like, that's how a lot of people turn to alcohol and become alcoholics. You know what I'm saying? Because they have no
other nowhere. It's just the feeling that they get from it.
Yeah, it's usually...
For other people, it's just the feeling that they get from it. So...
For me, if I used alcohol to like numb my problems, I'd be alcoholic, no problem, like easily.
And that's what I mean. You know what I'm saying?
Like I would have to. For me, I couldn't do that. Like I've thought about it. So like there's times where I've been like tight, and you know you need just a little sip of something to take the edge off and shit like that. I know I'll be smacked in no time. You know what I'm saying? So I have an addictive personality. For me, I couldn't do shit like that.
Oh, so like anything that you touch, you know, you can't just like. Yeah. Half-assed. It has to be like on some.
Nigga, I went from not drinking to getting smacked on like every weekend when I first started drinking, nigga.
Did it take you a lot to get smacked?
The first time?
Yeah. No, I mean like the time that you were getting smacked. And what made you?
I was always light with my shit.
Nah. Why were you getting smacked? Was it because you were going?
Nah, not because the problem. It was just like, yo, fucking, this what it feel like. You know what I'm saying? Let's do it every weekend.
And that feeling of getting smacked, how was it? Was it like, was that good for you? Did you feel at ease?
I wasn't using alcohol for therapy. I was just using alcohol for social.
For social?
Yeah, social, whatever the word is. Socializing.
Take the edge off.
It wasn't for that. But I know if I use it for that, I would keep using it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you use it
to... I feel like therapy is... I feel like if we had we had programs even in school, a lot of crimes, a lot of things that were done wouldn't have been done. Like, for example, like, damn, this is so fucking weird. But I feel like... When black people do something, they're quicker to lock us up. Minorities in itself, they're quicker to lock us up. But when white people do something, it's like, okay, this person needs therapy, they need help.
That's what they're...
Like, look at the people that shoot up schools and stuff like that, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, these white kids, they shoot up schools, and then the whole thing is like, nah, they need therapy. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But...
You feel like the church is, I guess, therapy for black people?
Nah, I don't think so.
Not at all.
I don't think so.
Nah. I don't see.
I think it was supposed to be designed that way, but I don't think so.
You said what?
I think it's another outlet.
It's an outlet,
all right. Yeah. Vice.
The only reason why I say it's not therapy is because I feel like the church follows a Bible, and I feel like a Bible has certain guidelines that they want you to follow, but when you're dealing with the mind, there's no one rule that can fit everybody because we all think differently, and we all go through different things. You know what I'm saying? So
thinking of the church as a vice is crazy, yo. Like, you sit there and think about that, that's nuts.
But the church
as
a vice?
Yeah, as a vice.
That's not facts.
And nah, it kind of is in a way, but thinking about that shit like that is nuts.
That's fucking deep. I ain't going front, though.
Because when you think about it, you go to church and repeat the same sins over and over. That, like, that's wild in a way.
I'm trying to think. How would church be the vice?
How would be a vice?
It is. You go there thinking you feeling good. Like, put it like this. You go there to church feeling good, feeling great, and then you come out bumping Rick Ross in your car.
You can't bump Rick Ross?
I'm saying, like, this.
You ain't hear Justice League production on it? You gotta play Baybass music, bro.
I mean, you're sinning right after, right as soon as you leave, is what I'm saying.
Are you sinning because you're playing Rick Ross?
Yeah, it kind of is a sin. Yeah.
How is that a sin?
I mean, in the eyes of the church is a sin. I don't give a shit what you play.
In the eyes of the church, is it wrong or is it a sin? Because it's two different things.
I don't know the Bible, so I'm going to say it's a sin.
Right. Comfortable?
But just think about that shit as a
vice. So you going to look at me, rub your knees?
Huh?
You going to look at me, rub your knees?
I mean, you're not going to take the invitation.
Was that a sin? Yo, but that's actually fucking deep when you think about it. That church being a vice. Because a lot of people do use it for therapy too. Like, a lot of people feel like going to church will take away all the problems. And that's crazy because in some instances, I feel like it just like sweeps the problems under a rug. Mm-hmm. We some deep ass people, man. We some deep ass motherfuckers just chatting shit.
Ready to get deeper?
Pause. But yeah, I guess.
That's crazy. So with that, how'd you like that Popeye's chicken sandwich?
Chris the Segway God!
So that's deeper? We go from black mini therapy, interracial... Wait, did we finish interracial relationships? Like, did we get to like... How do y'all feel about white women dating black men? We don't care.
Yeah, we really don't care. I think we touched on this before. We really don't care.
Yeah, I don't care one way or other.
But now, we get into the pressing issue. The chicken.
What about it?
How'd you like the sandwich, my nigga?
Yo, first of all, is it true that sandwich been out for months?
I have no idea. I just know it's true that you waited 40 minutes in line.
First of all, fam, I didn't wait 40 minutes. It wasn't that long.
Now, he knew somebody that got through the back door. You know what I mean?
Nah, I waited online, but only because, like, at the drive-thru, I thought it was short. So I'm like, yo, niggas is lying. This line ain't that long. I didn't realize the drive-thru had mad curves. Mm-hmm. Like, so I got tricked. But I was mad happy when I got to the window. I felt like I won something. But, I don't know. Like,
it takes to be another nigga.
After your facts, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That's the dumbest shit.
But yo, honestly too, like I had time.
You got the chicken box?
I had time. That's I was crazy. On the phone for most of the time handling calls. So it was nothing. I'm in the AC. Like, I wouldn't stand online for that long.
Justify,
like,
your chicken box.
Nah, it was nothing. It was light. You know what I'm saying? So, and also I wanted to be able to review it and talk about it and see, yo, bro, what are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm sitting up.
What are you doing? Why are you bumping like that in the air? What are you doing?
I'm on the edge of my seat for your review.
But why are you air bumping, huh? Bro? So
I'm trying to move up to hear this chicken review.
Yo, so it was.
How was the bun?
How was the buns?
That's crazy.
What was the texture?
I said buns, or did I say
bread? You said bread.
That's crazy.
What was the texture like? Was it moist when you bit into it? Did your mouth water?
Was it succulent?
This is getting wild. Was it succulent? First of all, I don't know why the both of y'all looking at me like that. I don't know why you rubbing your hands and you rubbing your knees. It was alright. It was cool. It
did
was.
Your beard get wet when you ate it?
That's crazy. Yeah,
crumbs. Did it get wet?
Yeah,
nah. I don't have a big. He got more of a crumb catching beard than I do.
Don't worry about what I catch in this beard.
That nigga's weird.
But yeah, it was all right. It was cool. I don't think it was worth being online for. But
so you're not going back for another chicken sandwich?
What, hell no, nigga. DoorDash that shit.
I feel like there was no
DoorDash.
Point.
Casey dropping off.
I feel like there's no point in having a chicken. I mean, like, you had one, you had a mole. I feel like it ain't much.
That's not true.
I feel like it ain't much different what happened.
That's like saying if you had one cheese steak, you had a mole.
Kind of is.
Nah, bro. If you go to Philly, it's a whole different cheese steak.
It's like saying if you had one hamburger, you had a mole.
Kind of.
Five Guys and McDonald's are comparable.
It's a hamburger, bro.
Nah, you're wild, bro.
Yeah. I don't agree with you that.
The only reason I go to Five Guys is for the sauce. Meat.
That's crazy. Five Guys.
Huh? That's crazy. I mean, if Five Guys is serving the same meat pause as McDonald's, I'd be at McDonald's. Because it's cheaper.
So then that means that every burger's not the same.
Huh?
That means every burger is not the same.
No, I said the only reason I go to Five Guys is because it's real meat. But if it tastes different, I mean, so
that means every burger's not the same.
It don't really taste different. It's a burger, it's a burger.
Five Guys tastes the same as McDonald's?
I don't know. I haven't had McDonald's in years. Burger's a burger. I wasn't
eating. He's trying to justify it.
I didn't eat Five Guys. I was like, whoa, this is so much better than McDonald's. I was like, oh, it's a good burger.
You got some Five Guys sauce on your bid.
I probably had McDonald's sauce on my bid.
That's crazy.
That's wild. I've definitely had burgers and been like, yo, this burger is like.
You had Ronald McDonald on your bid?
Not the other one.
What's the other one?
Grimace?
Yeah, that one.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
So, what would you like better, Chick-fil-A or Popeyes?
I don't remember when I had Chick-fil-A. You know what's, you know what's, you know what's crazy? Like,
never had,
yo, let me tell you how market it is, the dumbest shit. I wouldn't, like, every time I drove past a Chick-fil-A, I wouldn't go on the line because the line was long. But my dumb ass waited on the Popeyes long because it was hyped up and I wanted to see what the hype was about.
Damn.
It's dope ass marketing.
Damn, cool.
It wasn't desperate.
Yo,
it was no marketing. It was just a bunch of niggas saying, yo, let's go get this chicken.
That's
a
bunch of marketing.
It was a bunch of coons cooning for some cool shit.
KFC is opening a plant-based chicken.
A lot of people
you know, it's gonna be trash. I know what's Burger King has a
Impossible
Whopper.
I don't think they're the only people that have that though. I think they're just the only ones marketing it.
Because White Castle has one too.
Yeah.
Impossible Burger.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's what's up.
I still ain't eating that shit.
So
why not? You wouldn't go vegan?
Huh? I've been vegan before.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, facts. That's right. Yeah.
But nah, I'd just rather get my own black bean burger.
You missed the meat?
Huh?
You missed the meat?
I did. Because Thanksgiving came around. You know what I'm saying? They was making mad meat products. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of hard to be vegan on Thanksgiving, bro.
So you think the rainforest is still fucked up?
Hmm?
You think the rainforest is like something that we did?
That was a trash segue, but
I'm just saying we're talking about vegan.
No, let's keep it at the Popeyes. So you giving it? Would you giving it out of 10?
Out of 10?
You're the only one that had it, right?
Yeah.
I'll give it a 7.
7.
Yeah.
Trash, man. Overhyped.
Who has a dope chicken sandwich?
Yo, the chicken sandwich I used to have in
my high school fucking
cafeteria. Yo, that's what I was just about to say. Yo, the chicken sandwich we had in high school, my nigga, that shit was fire. That shit was fire. The only whack part was it didn't come with cheese, so I had to go to the deli section to ask them to put cheese on it for an extra 25 cents. That was fucked up. Then you throw the mustard on that bitch. Yo, that shit was fire. I'm thinking about that shit right now. That shit sound fire.
Yeah, I don't know who has like a slamming whatchamacallit. But it wasn't bad. It was cool. Is it worth like the hype? Like, you know, I don't know if it's worth the hype.
Is it worth the $40 million in marketing?
Isn't Popeye's white on?
Is it worth the $40 million that they didn't spend $40 million? They said the marketing that everyone did for them was worth $40 million.
That's what I'm saying. Is it worth that?
Like, they didn't pay for it. So
yeah, I'm saying, is it worth the overhype?
Nah, I mean, it depends on if you live and die by the chicken. Like, if you really want the chicken that bad. For me, it wasn't. It was just like whatever. So for me, it wasn't whatever. And if I was Popeyes, that's just dope. Like, I'm caking. I save all the advertising money. I'm doing that shit.
I might go get one tomorrow.
You should.
I might. We'll see.
DoorDash it.
DoorDash it?
Yeah.
No. You don't eat that shit, bro. Go to Chick-fil-A.
Huh?
Go to Chick-fil-A.
You know what? I've been there a lot. So, you know what I mean? Change something new. Try something else.
Nah, don't change up with order.
Is Chick-fil-A dope?
Hell yeah.
It is. Exactly.
I just don't remember it. I think I had it one time. Yeah.
Know what it is? They sauce is fire.
Fire.
Chick-fil-A sauce is
fire.
Don't look at me.
Yeah, whatever sauce you want from Chick-fil-A, fine. Polynesian sauce is fine.
I never had it.
Ketchup is fine.
The ketchup.
Don't look at
barbecue
me.
Barbecue sauce is fire.
The ketchup is Heinz, my nigga.
You know what I'm saying?
It's fire.
Fire. Regular degular shit. It's still fire.
Regular.
All right, let's get off Popeyes.
yeah, because I am hungry as shit.
you had a new segment you wanted to start, right, Brent?
I do.
Talk to us.
We're going to call this one Express Yourself, right? And music is an expression of who we are as people. And I feel like there's a song for every opportunity, every scenario, every moment in your life. There's a song you can go to and play. So what I'm going to do for this segment is I'm going to create a scenario. And whatever song y'all come with, y'all got to come up with a song. So it's like, you got the aux, what you going to do with it?
All right, bet.
All right, ready?
All right.
So scenario for this one is you and your mans. You going out with your mans, and your mans provides two girls for y'all to go out with tonight. It's your first time meeting these two girls. He already knows them. It's a Thursday night, ladies' night. Y'all going out to the club.
Who the fuck goes out on ladies' night?
Ladies?
It's crazy.
So it's Thursday night, ladies' night. And the spot you pick the girls up from is 30 minutes away from the spot you're going to. So what's the first song y'all planning to go?
Now you're playing a song with the girls in the car?
In the car. They get in the car, it's ready to put the bitch in the drive. Let's go, we out.
Am I first?
Ooh, it's
just you and the two chicks?
Nah, you, your mans, and the two chicks.
So I gotta play the song?
Yeah, you gotta play the song.
Nah, and it's going down.
You set, name it, and then play it.
Alright, you wanna go first?
Alright. You gotta explain why you playing it too. Why you chose this song.
Damn, alright. Who's first? You up?
You gotta look like you got your cue up. What's the name of the song?
Pyramids, Frank Ocean. You know why? This is a 15 minute song, so I only gotta play like two other songs after this. And then we did. Mellow vibes. Everybody singing. Everybody not vibing out to this in the car?
I can see.
It depends on the chicks though. But it depends on the chicks.
Nah. They gotta be well versed to know that.
See, I'm not inviting no hot girl summer chicks.
It's not the girls you're
inviting. But how do you know?
That's my type. That's Nick.
It's not the girls you're
inviting. Because they not getting in my car. It's not the girls you're inviting. That's my type.
But that's not a scenario. The scenario is like,
not the girl you invite. I mean, that's yeah. You don't know them. You don't know their vibe. That's your vibe. Pyramids is your vibe.
All right, but if I play that,
you set the mood.
I mean, pyramids is.
You said
I mean,
you let them know. Pyramids. You let them know what nigga type of nigga you are.
Exactly.
Right. What's your song?
Nah, go ahead. You got yours queued up already. I'll go left.
You that guy, the jack off hour. This is DJ.
What?
I'm
getting
balls right here.
Get out. Ain't no fun. I hope we can have fun.
That's crazy. But yo.
What?
We getting out right here?
We getting out right here.
Now, my
reason for that is it's just comedic purposes only. Like that's pretty much it. Like,
so now, you fucked up the party.
So, so
you think so?
So that's your man's, and he started playing that shit on the girls you broke. What you saying?
What am I saying?
Yeah, you laughing?
I'm turning the song off.
First of all, you're leaving the club. Right?
No, you're going to the club.
Oh, you're going to the club. Yeah. Oh, my bad. I thought you leaving.
Nah.
Oh, okay, yo, my bad.
Now you need to read though. Go ahead.
Bad song. You go. I gotta find a different one.
Go ahead, because we know you got some shit you want to play.
This has been in my head. I feel like I'm a little biased because the album just dropped, but this is what I'm playing right now.
Nah, that don't count. They don't know that.
Huh?
They don't know that.
Well, I don't know this.
Is that Saint John?
Don't know that. Huh? Saint John.
They definitely don't know Saint John.
Damn. So
but it's a good
but
vibe
I'm
though.
Them on.
But yeah,
they're gonna be like, who this? Yeah, and then right. by the second.
Or they gonna be like, turn that shit off.
Nah, they're gonna be like, who this? By the second verse, they gonna have their phones like, oh man, what the who's trap?
Nah. Press.
Nah, see, you starting off too hard.
Huh?
You got a 30-minute car ride. That's at least
how
some
am I
song.
Starting off too hard?
That's the you got 30-minute.
I think my song would be in the middle.
Starting off for Pyramid.
No, I'm saying you told me to play Press. You told me to play Press.
No, I'm saying that's what they gonna tell you if you put that bullshit on.
Oh, nah, that's bullshit. Y'all niggas, man.
It's not bullshit, but I'm saying.
I think I won.
It's not.
You don't even get a second chance. That shit was trash.
I'll play that.
That's the Wale song?
That's a Wale joint.
Again, nobody knows that shit.
Y'all nobody knows the Wale on Chill. First of all, the sample off Back people know.
Nobody knows this song.
Nobody knows this song?
This song.
I feel like this could rock.
This is definitely going to rock.
It could rock.
And it's going to rock.
And they don't have to know the song, but they could ask about it later because you could have played another song new. And that's the conversation starter because you don't even know the good thing. Here you go playing Pyramid, gay ass nigga.
And they know the sample.
So I'm starting off for that Chris Brown record that no goddess.
Nah, you can't keep changing your nigga.
He got 15-minute ride. What you talking about?
Exactly. I'm going from Pyramids to no goddess. Now what?
Y'all ever been in a situation where it was just like that? Where like your man's is there and y'all picking up two chicks, you don't know the chick at all, and y'all going to the club on some carpooling type of shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, awkward or nah?
Nah, not for me, because if I don't fuck with you, I'm going to go do my own thing. That's easy. I don't talk to nobody.
Brent, he's going
to
say some awkward shit, though.
Who, Brent?
Oh, hell yeah. That's me. If I don't fuck with you, oh, man.
Facts. I can see that.
Yeah.
He'll sit there and fuck it up
for you. I won't fuck it up for you. I'll make myself. It's a good cop, bad cop.
That's crazy.
See, why you hang out with this nigga? Like, you're so much different. You're so better than him. Like, I'm so happy I chose you.
Nah,
it's gonna get you into that.
It depends on who your man is. Because if your man's an equal asshole, then
it don't ever work out like that.
What you mean?
It don't never work out.
That's crazy. I ain't never helped you out.
Nah, I just be mad that.
That's your fault for not knowing what to say. You gotta know when coach puts you in the game. It's time to shoot, nigga.
Yo, speaking of, I'm glad you said that. I wanted to ask you guys: Do you think Melo's gonna play the season or not?
I hope so.
Or do you think he should play the season?
I can name.
I can name like five teams right now that can use him a lot.
Who?
The Bucks.
I think more teams could use him than not use him.
Yeah. I actually think all 30 teams, the Bucks, the Trailblazers, the
Trailblazers, definitely. I would love to see that.
The Pistons.
The Knicks.
No, not the Knicks.
The Knicks don't need Melo?
We're rebuilding. We're not contending. I want him to go to somebody who's contending.
The fucking Toronto Raptors.
Yeah, but that probably, that might work, actually.
Fucking
Boston.
Boston on the top. Who else?
Lakers.
Nah.
Lakers don't need him. It'll be cool for Melo's sake, but they don't need him.
There's too many players over there.
Yeah, they don't need him.
Dallas.
Nah, him and KP. Yeah. Been there, done that.
That's his man, though.
Are they? I thought they wasn't cool.
Nah, I thought they were really cool. I thought KP was upset. Melo, they traded Melo.
Oh, alright. Then, yeah, I'll fuck with it. Have Luka run that?
Yeah, there's a lot of teams I can see Melo on where he makes an impact. Indiana.
With Victor Oladipo coming back, I don't think he's fast enough for that team, though. Running up and down the court.
Shit.
That half court set would be amazing, though. Playoff Melo. But if that's it, that's all you got?
Yeah, I feel like it's fucked up that that he's not in it. And I feel like the politics is really keeping him out.
Fuck that, Cap still don't got a job, so.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like the politics. I feel like sports shouldn't have the politics they have, but, you know, it is what it is.
He might get a job, Cap. Like you said the other day, now that Andrew Luck is gone, you might got to see what happens. I doubt it also, but hey, a position just opened up. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know what was in his agreement, but I kind of feel like in his agreement he had to take the settlement to not play.
I feel like
that's not in the settlement, because he wouldn't be sitting there saying he's working out five times a week.
I think his settlement was to...
I think he's still capable
of playing.
To chill out?
No, it was for the years that he wasn't in that.
Okay, gotcha. Like severance, pretty much.
Yeah, now that they settled, now he wants a job. But,
all right. Is that everything?
Because, you know, what's the nigga name? Eric Reed is a part of the settlement, too.
Right.
Yeah.
And he's on
the team. All right. What else we got? That's it?
That's it, man.
Yeah.
That's everything. Hell yeah.
All right, fellas.
It's good seeing you guys again.
Yeah, man. Do this again another time?
Another time.
Maybe.
No. Crowfest 2?
No. When it smoke goes fire. When it rains, it pours.
Episode 1? Season 4?
Season 5, episode 6.
All right. All right, y'all. So, shout out to everybody tuning in. This will be available on all streaming platforms. We don't have a deal, so we're not shouting out anyone.
It'll be on
Tidal. Everything but Tidal, it'll be on. We can get on Tidal.
See, I got titles, so I'm not listening to this episode.
That's fucking crazy. Thanks for the support. Appreciate you. All right, y'all. Any last words? Brent, taking us out.
Remember that song, In the Box, the theme song?
Nah.
Y'all remember that shit?
In the Box?
In the Box. Y'all remember that shit? So long, farewell to you, my friend. Goodbye for now, until we meet again. Then you guys all got to chime in.
Nah, we out. We rather just be out.
That's not it?
Nah.
Hey, yo.